Hello, everybody. This is Mike Rains, a.k.a. Poker and Politics, and I'm by myself. Scheduling is always a tricky thing with four people, and I told everyone, look, I'd take a week off. I got this. And this is going to be a bit off the beaten path. I might do another podcast, get that up tomorrow or so, that's more political and that kind of stuff. But today, someone made a mention about how they'd love to hear me just talk about casino games and how they work. And I said, well, I can do that because that's what my life is. I work at a casino. Been in casinos for like 20 years now. So I'm going to do a series on the games so you can understand them. And if you know them, I mean, you can listen to me and see if you agree with my take. But they're pretty obvious. I think it's pretty simple how these games work. So we're going to start with the big one, blackjack. Blackjack is probably the most popular game in casinos. People know it very well. It's been in movies and media all the time. We got Rain Man, definitely a lot of queens, talking about card counting. We'll get into card counting towards the end. But blackjack is a very simple game. It's a very quick game, and that's why people like it. It's action. It's fast. And blackjack is simply, your goal is to get to 21 without going over. It's Price is Right rules. And at the hand's conclusion, you and the dealer compare your hands, and whoever has a higher score without going over 21 is the winner. So that's it. And you might think to yourself, well, that sounds really easy. Why do I hear all these stories about people getting mad at other people at the blackjack table? Why can such a simple game lead to so much anger and vitriol? And the answer is that blackjack is a mathematically solved game. Blackjack, the decisions are not really decisions. They've all been pre-baked in. We've calculated what you should do in every situation. And thus, the people that play the game and know these decisions want you to make the right decision. And if you don't make the right decision, they get upset about it. And the thing is that this is very silly. Because if you're making wrong decisions, the only person you really hurt is yourself. Because what people don't want to accept is that the next card is random. Whatever the current card was that you were supposed to take that you didn't or you did, and blah, blah, blah. The next card that comes out to make the dealer's hand is random. It has no impact on the previous card or the card after it. You never know. You never know what that card's going to be. But when you see somebody take a card they were not supposed to, and that card would have broken the dealer and made the table win, gets very upsetting for people. But people forget that, oh, when the guy took the wrong card and then the dealer, that card would have made the dealer's hand. And then the next card the dealer wasn't supposed to get, broke the dealer. That's just as likely to happen. But people don't remember that. They want to remember the bad outcomes that happened because people played wrong. Bad players only hurt themselves because they're making a mathematically incorrect play. And in the long run, they're going to lose faster than if you play all the plays correctly. The thing is if you play blackjack exactly right, the house edge is 0.5%, which is basically nothing. So the house is supposed to win 50.25% of all hands, and you as the player are supposed to win 49.75% of all hands. So the real house edge in blackjack is what we call gambler's ruin. And by that I mean, if you run out of money, you can't play anymore. Whereas the house will always have money. If you buy in for 100 and run that 100 up to 5,000, the house is just going to keep paying and keep paying and keep paying. Because the house wants you to keep playing because we are just flipping coins. We're just flipping coins in a very theatrical way. And eventually the coin's going to come back my way. And when you give that 5,000 back and then go into your wallet for another 1,000 and then you lose that, now you're broke and you can't get it back. And that's the thing, is if you put a player with infinite money against a bank, against the house with infinite money, and you had them play for like 72 hours, the house would probably come up a winner for, I don't know, like maybe 10, 20, 30 units, whatever you want to say. But the game would be a slow, slow, slow grind between the two sides. And at some point in their early going, the player could definitely be winning. The player could definitely have an uptick where things go their way and they have the advantage and they make money. And that's the important thing about all casino games, is that when you win, you got to leave. than casinos get you because the game itself is entertaining. The winning and losing is secondary to the entertainment of the game. So when you're winning and you're up, you don't think to yourself, oh, I need to leave and lock up my winnings. You think, if I leave, the entertainment will end. And that's the science of gambling. That's the way the casinos beat you. It's because they know that you're having fun playing the game. So the fun becomes the primary reason why you're playing. The winning becomes secondary. You got to reverse that in your brain if you want to actually not lose your money. So all that being said, how do you play blackjack? So you start the game, you put up your bet, and you're going to get two cards. And the dealer is going to get two cards. The dealer is only going to show you one of those two cards. So mathematically, you have to assume the whole card, the down card the dealer has, is a 10. Because there's more 10s in the deck than anything else. So the absolute basic strategy for blackjack is, if you hit and it could bust you. So if you have like a 14 and you take a card, if you get an 8 or higher, it will knock you out of the game. If you have a 14 and the dealer is showing a 6 or less, you should not hit because you can be eliminated. And the dealer now has to make a hand. The dealer has to draw because the dealer is a robot. The dealer doesn't care what your cards are. The dealer has under strict orders to make a hand between 17 and 21. So if the dealer has 16, even if the whole table, every player at the table has less than 16 in front of them, the dealer must draw. The dealer must pull a card. And if it's six or higher, the dealer busts and they're knocked out of the game and everyone at the table wins. So because the dealer is a robot and the dealer has rules they have to abide by, you use those rules against the dealer and you know what you're supposed to do to give yourself the best possible advantage to win against the dealer. So now if the dealer has a 7 through ace showing and you've got a 14, you have to hit. Because if you stay on 14, if the dealer has 17 or higher, they stop and the game's over and you lose because 14 is smaller than 17 through 21. So you have to draw and you have to try to make a hand. And basically the math works out that once you get to 17, there's not enough cards in the deck that will help you improve beyond that. You're way more likely to bust than you are to make a better hand. So you have to stop at 17. And so everyone at the table should know this and they should play that way. But do they? No. 15s and 16s are like obviously very bad spots to be in because there's very few cards that can improve your hand and there's a lot of cards that can break you. And a lot of people will just not hit in those spots when they're faced against the dealer having a big card because they're just going to hope that the dealer actually has a whole card that's low and the dealer will break and they'll win. And this is one of the big edges that the dealer has over the players is positional advantage. Players have to go first. Basically, it's a game of Russian roulette and you have to use the gun first. And that's the thing is that if you decide not to risk using the gun and you just give the gun back to the dealer, then the dealer can also not use the gun. If they have a good hand, they just win. So basically it's one of these things where not quite exactly a Russian roulette because the gun could kill you, but the gun could also give you money. The gun could benefit you. It's the risk you take of pulling the trigger. And so you have to have the nerve to do that because it's mathematically right to pull the trigger. But people only think of the death. They only think of, oh, if I get knocked out of the game, I can't possibly win. I'm going to not get knocked out of the game, and I'm going to hope the dealer does have to draw. The dealer does have to pick up the gun. But if the dealer's got a 10 showing, it's incredibly unlikely that they're going to get a bad card. I mean, it's 50-50. I'm a little over-exaggerating. But the thing is that let's say the dealer's showing a 10, and when they flip their card over, now they've got a 2 for 12. Now they've got a lot of cards they can draw to make a hand, and not so many cards that can bust them. And that's the thing, is that when the dealer has a good card for them showing, you're in trouble and you have to go out. You have to try to make a hand. You have to try to beat them. Because if you don't, You're just resigning yourself to defeat, slow, painful defeat. And also, you're going to make the table upset because the table expects you to play correctly and to take those cards. Now, there are bonus events that happen in blackjack. And this is where your hand can get big for you. And these bonus hands are called splits and double downs. A split is when you have a pair of cards and you decide to turn the split, the pair into two separate hands. And you can do this with two twos, two threes, up through any two face cards or a 10 and a face card. Splitting 20, which is something you should never do. Splitting 20 is a very bad idea. You have the second best hand in blackjack. You are very likely to win on 20. And if the dealer has a 10 up card, you're likely to push, which is a win in this situation. Because when the dealer has 20, they're supposed to beat you. So when you've got 20 and you fend off that loss, that's good. But the other twos through nines, there's times to split all of them, except for fives. You never split fives. Because fives are a 10. And you wouldn't, turning one 10 into two fives is a terrible idea. Cause again, the most common card you're going to draw is a 10. So if you've got two fives and you hit and you get a 10, boom, 20, you're in really good shape. Whereas if you split them and now you've got a five and you get a 10, now you have 15, 15 sucks. So, some people will say you don't split fours. That's not true. You split fours against fives and sixes. Again, we've done the math. This is the thing that like, people don't understand, or if they do understand it, they don't do it nearly enough, is that we, as a casino, do not care if you play the game correctly, because we're hoping that you will drink and start doing dumb stuff, or you'll get bored with blackjack and go hit a slot machine. We're here to just let you have fun playing blackjack, and if you want to put the chart in front of you that tells you every play you're supposed to make, do so. You can get that chart off Amazon. Go to Amazon, type in blackjack strategy card. Costs like, I don't know, $3 to $5. Arrives at your door. You walk to the casino. You put the little chart in front of you and you read it. And it shows you all the plays you're supposed to make. And that's it. It's real simple. And so you make the right plays and you make the right splits. And a split requires you to put up your, let's say you bet $50. Now you got to split, you got to put up another 50. And this is the thing, is that you can split up to four times. So you could have a hand that was supposed to be a $50 hand turn into a $200 hand. And then on top of that, you could potentially have to double down. Well, double down is when you make a 9, 10, or an 11, or you have a soft hand of some kind involving an ace, which we'll get into in a minute. But basically a double down means you double your current bet and then you receive only one card. And the reason why I mentioned 9, 10, 11 is that because on a 9, 10, or an 11, you're supposed to draw a 10, and that will give you 19, 20, or 21, which are really good. So you double on 9s against dealer bust cards. I believe it's 3 through 6, maybe 4 through 6. I'm not looking at the chart from Amazon.com right now. On a 10, you double against everything but a 10 or an ace from the dealer showing, and you double all your 11s, because you're very likely to make 21, which is the best possible outcome in the game. So I've seen it happen, where a person has four splits, two doubles, and suddenly their bet, which was $50, has now turned into $300, because they just got so much action on this one given hand. But that's the thing that you're hearing from this, is that even with all of this stuff going on, your payouts are still 1-to-1. Blackjack is a grindy game. You're pushing the same money back and forth all the time because there's no big win. There's no jackpot. There's no mega bonus in the game of blackjack. The main thing you can do to win extra money is to get a blackjack, which is that your first two cards equal 21, which ace is 1 or 11. So if you get an ace and a face card, that's 21. That's blackjack. And on a blackjack, you get paid 3-to-2. So your $50 bet would be a $75 payout, which is nice, but it's still not massive. So casinos know you're looking for a big score, so they will put side bets on the blackjack tables. These side bets are always bad. They always have a big house edge. But because you're just pushing the same $200-$300 back and forth over and over again until you go broke or you eventually leave, people play the side bets because the side bets offer 50-1, 200-1, 100-1, whatever to one big payout. So it's just you put up 10 bucks, you hit the magic cards you need to hit to win the jackpot, boom, you get $1,000. And that's exciting. That's a lot of fun. But they're there for that reason. They're there because the fun and excitement of blackjack can wear off after a half hour or an hour or so. And now you're stuck $200 and you're trying to get it back and you're just fighting. You get back to even, you play a little more, you get up 100, you don't leave because now you're on a roll. Next thing you know, you're back down 100 and that's just the cycle. It's just the way it goes with blackjack.